Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Memo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm doing okay, man. Glad to have you on the show, as always.
Glad to be on, as usual, on this Saturday night.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging out with us on this extremely hot night. Right now, you know, especially in New York City, you know, we're glad to have you here. You could have been anywhere else, but you came and took some time to hang out with me and Max, so we truly appreciate that. So on today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about, you know, the NBA playoffs, the aftermath of the Nets being eliminated last week, you know, the Knicks as well. You know, we'll also talk about baseball, with the Mets having some wild victories, in, you know, basically late innings. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Yankees, you know, the upcoming Subway Series coming up next week, and you know, wrestling, you know, the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event that went down last week, our thoughts, and, you know, anything else that's going on in the world of sports and entertainment. You know the deal. We've been doing this since 2019, and, you know, we're just grateful to have you all here with us. So if you'd like to let your voice be heard, please feel free to call us at 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So, again, the floor is yours. All you got to do is come. We'd love to hear from you. With that said, yeah, man, let's talk more about this Nets, you know, what happened to the Nets last week. I mean, we were on the show live when it went down, but now that we have a week, you know, past us, literally a week behind us, did your feelings from when the Nets got eliminated change? Like, should the Nets players, you know, and their fans view this season as a success? Is it a letdown? Is it a failure? Like, is it in between? Well, what's your thoughts, Mac, of the Nets season?
Oh, to me, it's definitely a failure, because this team, they assembled a super team with Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden, and all three on the same team, you'd think that they'd win the championship. I mean, they couldn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, they lose in the second round. So, I mean, this was a failure. And injuries hampered. I know that, you know, they had some injuries, which prevented them from, you know, advancing further in the playoffs. But still, I mean, you know, you had high hopes and expectations, you know, for them to win it all this year, and it didn't happen. And, you know, next year they're going to be a year older, and who knows if they'll remain healthy and be able to play together. I mean, this year they're hardly on the floor with each other. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen going forward. But, yeah, I mean, if I was a fan and, you know, I was rooting for the Nets and wanted to see this team win the championship, I'd be disappointed that they didn't. I mean, I've been disappointed at times when the Yankees had super teams and didn't win at all. So I could just imagine how Nets fans feel.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I totally agree with you. I mean, injury bug reared its ugly head for sure, which is why, you know, they couldn't, they didn't. That's the main reason why they didn't win it. They didn't win at all, you know. But yeah, I mean, it is definitely a letdown, you know, because they had the super team, you know, they got Irving and Durant to come the following year, you know, when basically, you know, both Irving and Durant was leading the Knicks on that they were going to sign with them and all this stuff like that. And basically, you know, Durant just kept talking smack on the Knicks, saying that they're not cool and all this stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, obviously, yeah, the Knicks, you know, they've been down in the dumps for like 8 years trying to make it to the playoffs. You know, had Durant would have came to the team, the Knicks would have had had a metamorphosis, you know, had he came. But, you know, he decided to go to Brooklyn, which was more like a salt to the wound, because it's like, hey, you know, not only we didn't want to just come to New York, we didn't want to come to you guys. So it was just a unique situation. Whereas, you know, Durant went to Golden State when he left Toronto, the Thunder, and of course LeBron took his talents to Miami, then Cleveland, back to Cleveland, then to LA, you know. But for Durant to come to New York, but to sign with Brooklyn and just say, you know, who cares about the Knicks? And then to top it off and say, you know, hey, man, the Knicks aren't cool. When Knicks is literally the oldest franchise in the NBA, you know, basically, you know, if the Knicks didn't have success in the league wouldn't have existed, you know. But, you know, to top that off, and then afterwards you got, Harden, you know, who's been obviously a great player with the Thunder and, Houston, and it had that ugly exit with Houston after being a leader on that team for so many years, you know. And then from the, you know, yeah, he even showed up to out of shape in the to Houston, and then, you know, basically got the forces trade out of there and went to Brooklyn, you know. So then you had the big three, you know, who were, you know, basically on paper. Well, I mean, they did, when they were on the court, you know, they dominated. And then afterwards, you know, they capped it off. They got, you know, Griffin, who, you know, obviously he was a former superstar, you know, with Clippers. You know, they got him from Detroit, you know, as an extra, you know, as a guy off the bench, you know. So they had some star guys on their team, you know. So, I mean, it was, you know, a huge letdown that they, you know, they weren't able to stay healthy. And they only played like 8 games together in the regular season. And then, you know, you had Kyrie, you know, disappearing, you know, throughout the, you know, in the season, and, you know, all these different stuff, you know, going down with that team, you know, injuries, obviously. So, I mean, you know, the Nets fans, you know, they have nothing to be ashamed of. You know, they had arguably the best team, the best Nets team they've had since the Jason Kidd era, you know. And had they stayed healthy, they would have definitely had they would have been the favorites to win it all. So now they just have to hope that with a year under their belt, that they could all gel together and, most importantly, stay healthy. So is this year a failure? Yeah, it definitely is a failure because, you know, the injuries prevented that team from really gelling. I mean, you know, they were just a very talented team that they went to the, they were just this close to getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then obviously, you know, to go to the NBA Finals, which is what they signed up for. So tomorrow, I mean, I should say rather next year is a big year. This might be the end of this super team experiment for all we know. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Like you said, they're a year older. Hopefully they're a year wiser, and we'll see what happens with that.
You know, Stephen A. Smith, you know, he said that one of the reasons the Nets lost was because of karma.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video.
And you mentioned, you know, how KD was saying the Knicks weren't, you know, they're not cool right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you get. You know, saying stuff like that, you know. Now you see what happens when you talk bad about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Bad things happen to you.
Yeah, man.
So,
I mean, like,
the Nets only made it one round further than the Knicks. So
yep.
they didn't accomplish much this year.
Yeah, so. In the grand scheme of things, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, see, I mean, but you know, the Nets fans, you know, especially this is for the diehard Nets fans. I'm not talking about the ones who jumped on the bandwagon, you know. The fans, this is for the fans who rooted for them ever since New Jersey. And, okay, I'll even give a pass to the fans who joined them once they moved to Brooklyn. I'll give you that. I'll add you guys on to it. But for the diehard, for the bandwagon people just jumping on once they got all these guys, and it's like, come on, man. You guys were Knicks fans, or supposed Knicks fans, when there was only one team, when there was only one team in the city. And then you guys just jump ship, or when the Knicks are doing good now, you know, you guys jump back or whatever. I don't know. But to the real fans, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, it didn't work out for you guys. You know, obviously, you know the teams I root for. If you watch this show, you know, since 09, even the pilot episode, I talk about all my horrible teams that I root for. And you know, spoiler alert, nothing has changed since 09. All my teams that I've been rooting for still haven't won a title as of yet. But, you know, hey, you know, if they stay healthy, who knows what could happen. But, what can you say? The Nets, they just have to stay healthy, and obviously they're going to attract, some stars or former stars. Because, I mean, I don't know if they could attract – I don't think they could attract a big star, because, I mean, they got enough stars as it is, because, I mean, the salary cap, this ain't MLB where you could just get every star player in their prime to come with them. So they're going to need to, you know, get to the drawing board, draft well, and, you know, attract some veteran players to come to their team. Like
they definitely
with
need a big man in the inside. They definitely
mm-hmm.
need that.
Yeah, and then they had a bad break with Aldridge, you know, him coming to the team and then having the heart problem, and then he had to retire. But we'll see what happens with with the Nets.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, shifting gears, you know, to the Knicks, you know, this was the first year in, like, what, 8 or 9 years that they weren't in the draft. You know, they were in the draft lottery, which was, you know, it's weird. It's bittersweet, you know. It's been a while since we've been out of the draft lottery. So the Knicks, they're gonna have to be smart. They're going to have to either trade up or draft wisely. I hear one of the people that they're interested in drafting is the UConn guard, Booknight, which, you know, obviously he's had his success in the city, you know, in UConn. So he'd be a big, good move to get. You know, they do have that, Argentinian guy that they drafted. So he should make an impact next, you know, this upcoming year. And then, of course, you know, there's the rumors of, who's the point guard they're going to go after? Are they going to go after Kyle Lowry, or are they going to go after Paul if he opts out? But, you know, who knows? He might not opt out with his sons still in the playoffs. So who knows? I'm trying to think. Damian Lillard, via a trade with the Trailblazers. Yeah, who knows what the Knicks are going to do? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think they right now they need point guard. They need a guard, I think, and they need a power forward to back up Julius Randle.
Mm-hmm.
I think drafting the kid out of UConn, I think that'll be a good move if they can get him. You know,
mm-hmm.
he might go earlier, so I don't know.
Yeah, true.
at that point we'll have the chance to grab him. But they definitely need a point guard, because, you know, we saw weaknesses at that spot, this mm-hmm. season. I mean, Rose, you know, he did his thing, you know, off the bench. But I don't think he'll be able to start, you know, with his injuries, you know, throughout his career. I don't know if he'll be able to start at the point guard spot next year. So we definitely need a guy who can fill that spot and give us some scoring, you know. I think we didn't have enough scoring, you know, from that position. And then we know we need a big guy, as I said, you know, to back up Randall, a guy who can post up, you know, grab some rebounds, a guy that we can feed the ball to inside. You know, maybe we can fire a guy like that in free agency or in the draft. You know, we'll see. And you could always add a little more depth to the bench as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think right now we have some good bench depth, but we could always add some more shooters. Because in that series against the Hawks, you know, we saw that, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're missing shots left and right. So we definitely need more shooting as well to help us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're 100% right. I think they should go after Derrick Rose, but off the bench, you know, leave him the six-man role. Try to go after a legit point guard, because that's what killed us. And, you know, Trae Young reminded us that we need a point guard, whether he's a veteran guy who's won a title or hungry to win a title, or you got a young guy who can grow with the team, you know.
Yep.
That's the way they should go. But yeah, they're definitely the Knicks. You know, they made some progress for sure. You know the Knicks are making progress when you know, Charles Barkley and Reggie Miller is complimenting the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just do a mic drop and just go on to another story, you know, subject. I mean, like, that goes without saying. But, you know, Reggie Miller said that the team is, you know, a superstar away. And, you know, Barkley said that he was rooting for the Knicks over the Nets because, you know, the Knicks were an underdog team, you know, who basically played defense. But, you know, like in the playoffs, everybody plays defense for the most part, you know, or you're going to go home. So,
yep.
The Knicks, you know, they made some stride, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of these guys who's not going to be able to come back because they got to make significant changes. They got to draft well, continue to draft well, and get some key free agent signings, because you can't return next season with exactly the same team and expect to do damage in the playoffs, you know. So
Knicks management, they have a lot of work to do this summer, so
mm-hmm.
see what they do.
Absolutely. Right now as we speak, Suns are facing the Clippers right now. The Suns are leading the Clippers 73-72, 5.5 into the game as we're speaking. Phoenix is leading 2-1. I think Suns is going to win this series.
Who do you think is going to win?
What you said?
Who do you think is going to win the series?
I think Suns is going to win this series, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, Suns, man, they've been hot, man. Ever since they faced us in the regular season, man, I'm like, you know, this team is no joke. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think they ended our – we had, like, a long winning streak. We might have 8-game or 10-game winning streak at this point, or 9-game winning streak, and then they just, like, demolished us, man. So, this Suns team is no joke, man.
You know, we went, like, 9 in a row or something, had a chance to win 10?
Yeah, and then I think the Clippers just came – not because the Suns came out, you know, just whooped out behind. Especially Devin Booker, man. Gave us the spin-a-rooney. You know, whooped out behind. So yeah, that team is a scary team. I think they're gonna advance to the finals, and they're gonna face the Hawks. You know, I know the Bucks, they got, you know, Giannis, but man, Trae Young, man, he looks like that. This he's in the Cinderella story right now. You know, that team looks like they can't be stopped.
Well, Bucks did beat them by 30 last night.
Yeah, I know they. I know the series is tied 1-1. I know that, but
yeah,
that Suns, that Hawks team, man. You know, they made a believer out of me. You know, I didn't think they were gonna get out of the first round. You know, I thought we were gonna whoop their behind, but you know that team, man, they don't want to die.
I'm with you.
So
I mean, I got money on the Hawks to advance to the finals, so I'm hoping they could advance.
Yeah, like you said, the Bucks, they redeemed themselves. They tie up the series, and they whooped the Bucks behind by 30. But the Hawks, man, they watch you like a hawk, man. You can't do anything against these guys, man. That's a scary team right there. I thought they were a good team. No, don't get me wrong, but the way they put that whooping on the Knicks, man, like that, man, they opened my eyes, man.
They've improved as the season has gone on. They play better defense. They
mm-hmm.
have shooters all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a good bench. You got our former boy Gallinari,
mm-hmm.
And Trae Young. Like you said, he's the MVP of that team. And you know, his floater, man, it's impossible to stop when he throws that up, and he forces
McMillan,
you to draw a foul. You know,
Damon Miller is doing a great job coaching too.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to the finals. You know, it might go 6 or 7 games, but I think they have a chance.
Shoot, I'm gonna say something. I think we're gonna disagree here. I think the Hawks is gonna win the championship.
It's possible if they keep playing the way they've been playing this postseason, they have a chance.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out very soon. But yeah, we'll keep you posted on you know the final score of this Suns Clippers game if they end. Well, they should be ending soon, but then again, of course, you know they have commercial break, so feel free to keep us posted, Mac, if you know once this game gets final or close to getting final or whatnot.
Definitely. Right now it's in 4 minutes, over 4 minutes left in the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But yeah, let's shift gears to the Mets, man. They've been playing a bunch of doubleheader games lately. And you know, they've been resilient. You know, they've dealt with injuries. They've had guys off the bench come up and do, you know, amazing things while the regulars, you know, have been injured and trying to come back. And I was watching the game today, and I'm like, you know what team this remind me of? What do you think, Mac? What team do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know. What team are you thinking of?
Your boys in 2019, like you had that
really
your bench. Yeah, let me tell you why. Your bench came out of nowhere and like performing while the guys kept getting hurt. Almost every game is a rain out, and then they played a bunch of doubleheaders that year. That, you know, both teams have been resilient in extra inning games and you know, yeah. I think They're pretty similar. I mean,
hopefully you have a better result in 2019 than we had in 2019. That's for sure.
I sure hope so too. You know, then again, if you're the Mets, you would take that the ending how you know your boys ended in the playoffs. But
yeah,
me personally, man, you know how I feel about playoffs. With the exception of this Knicks team, if my team doesn't win it, man, I don't even like. To me, it's, you know, I don't even want to get to the playoffs if I'm not going to win at all, because it's like I've seen my team go to the playoffs and lose so many times. You know, it's about time they win it all.
Yeah.
So I want to see the Mets win it all, man. I want to see the Grom do what Kershaw did, solidify his legacy, winning that title, that elusive title. I want to see that. Sure.
Hey, yeah. I mean, I think if DeGrom, I mean, he's already, you know, one of the best, if not the best pitcher right now in baseball, you know, and he might go down as one of the best pitchers ever. And to cement his legacy, he's definitely going to have to win a World Series title. And whether the Mets can do that for him, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of DeGrom, man, he had his worst game of the year. And
really?
Let me tell you, yeah, he had his worst game of the year. He went 6 innings, gave up 2 runs. His ERA ballooned. Yeah, he only struck out 5. His ERA ballooned. Listen to this. His ERA ballooned to 0.69. That's how great his season has been.
Oh, man.
You know? But, yeah.
You know how many pitchers would love that?
I know.
Come on.
I know. You know, like you said, he's made 11 straight starts where he's allowed 3 hits or less. And, you know, he only allowed 3 hits. One of them, I think, was to the pitcher. The pitcher was on, I think, knocked in the run, if I'm not mistaken, one of the runs, the first run. DeGrom himself knocked in, got a hit. So he has like 12 hits this season already. His batting average is like .406.
Wow.
Like it's ridiculous. He extended his scoreless streak to 31 innings until it was broken up. So he ties himself Mets all time. You know, with 31, he tied himself with Bartolo Colon in 2015. Dwight Gooden in 84, and then himself 2019 and last year.
Yeah, he's definitely going down in the history books for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
I know you get a hard on every time, you know, he pitches well.
No, I do not.
I know Mets fans get hard on when he has 10 plus strikeouts in the game.
No, I'm used to it. What I want to be excited about is you know, him winning the MVP and winning the World Series. And, hey, even throwing a no-hitter or a perfect game, you know, those are the three things that would really get me excited, you know, this year. You know, I would like to see, you know, no Met has, like we talked about this last week, no Met has ever won an MVP award. And, no Met has ever threw a perfect game, and then the only no hitter we have is a tainted one that you know, Santana threw. But hey, you know, I'll take it.
You call it tainted?
No, I would say in the eyes of people, you know, it's tainted. You know, because Beltran had hit the ball. You know, made a hit. But hey, to me, it's not tainted. But you know, in the eyes of the critics, it's tainted. But Mets have had more no hitters broken up probably than any team in the history of baseball. They've had like 30 plus no hitters broken up, you know, and I'm talking about deep in the games. I'm not even talking about like, you know, my pitcher had a lot of a fifth inning hit or something. No, I'm talking about like 7 inning plus no hitters being broken up. You know what I'm saying? So I take it, you know. I'd love to see DeGrom throw one. But my biggest fear is DeGrom's going to throw a no-hitter, but it's going to be a 7-inning one, and it won't count, like they did to
or better,
Madison,
a perfect game.
Madison, yeah, but the problem is if he does that in a 7-inning doubleheader, it's not going to count because
– What do you mean?
Madison Bumgarner did it earlier this year, and they don't count it as a no-hitter.
I'm talking about perfect game for the whole game.
But, yeah, but if he throws a perfect game, it's not going to count either, too, because it's not a 9-inning game.
I'm saying for him to go – the Mets aren't – you're telling me the Mets wouldn't let him go 9 innings?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying – I hope they would. But what was I going to say? No, I'm saying, like, if you throw a no-hitter or a perfect game in a doubleheader, you know, because the doubleheaders are 7 innings now, it wouldn't count. It wouldn't count as a no-hitter.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm saying, you know, for you as a Mets fan, I know you'd love to see DeGrom throw the perfect game for him would be a complete game. I mean, a perfect game.
Yeah, a perfect game or no hitter. Yeah.
Yeah, but for full 9 innings.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, no doubt about that.
I mean, to me, a no hitter through 7 innings or a perfect game through that doesn't count to me. I don't care.
Well, it doesn't
count.
You lose
the game. I think you have to pitch the whole game.
No. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what happened to Bumgarner. Apparently, he pitched 7 full innings, but didn't get the no hitter because and won the game, but he didn't get the no hitter credit because it's a no because you know because of the new baseball rules, you know, a game is 7 innings. It's not 9 innings in a doubleheader game.
Yeah. Got it.
But yeah, today he gave up 2 runs, had 5 strikeouts. He was gonna lose the game, but Pilar came off the bench, hit a solo home run to tie the game up, and then extra innings the Mets would score off Nariz, and the Phillies had the lead. The Phillies had a 3-2 lead at one point, and then afterwards, whatchamacallit, the Mets scored 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. You know, so, I mean, and then not to mention, if you think that was crazy, Friday night they had a doubleheader too. So Mets won the first game and then they split the second game. So they've been playing a bunch of extra innings /
close
bottom
games.
Ninth games. So,
yeah.
And they're hoping Stroman can, win the series for them tomorrow afternoon. After he faced the injury scare himself.
Really? What happened?
Yeah, he pitched. If memory serves me right, I think he was pitching. He was pitching the second inning, or they took him out of the second inning because he had an injury. I think it was with his hamstring, I think, or his hip or something like that. So then, you know, they had to take him out of the game. So people were wondering if it was going to be serious, but they, he had to leave and, I think the Mets ended up coming back in that game. I'm not sure.
I love how Stroman, it looks like he's wearing a turban.
Yeah, he was wearing a durag. Yeah, that's what, what's his name was criticizing him about that, Bob Brindley. let me see. Is the game over? Oh, no, it's not over yet. Suns is leading.
No. It's still going on.
Suns is leading the Clippers 79-74. Apparently, almost a minute left into the game.
Yeah, I think Suns have this wrapped up.
Yeah, it looks like they do.
I would love to see Chris Paul win the championship.
Yeah, it would be nice if he won it.
Oh, his buddies, LeBron and Dwayne Wade, have won championships, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
except for Melo. Him and Melo are the only two people that people are, like, really waiting to see them finally win it.
Right.
But yeah, the Mets, they just gotta hope they can stay healthy. You know, they've been resilient. The offense is the worst in majors. You know, they could barely hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, they can't. I mean, they've to their credit, they've got some timely hits here and there. But you know, everybody's struggling. Lindor's struggling, Alonso's struggling, the whole team is struggling. So, I mean, they've got to be, to their credit, they've been crafty to try to score some runs, whether it's bases loaded walks or scoring on errors or something like that, you know. But, they need to swing the bats more. I don't know if they could acquire somebody to improve this offense, But yeah, the offense worries me a lot. Their pitching, when healthy, is good. The defense, the bullpen has been well. Even Diaz has been great. I mean, now there's even a scenery when, you know what I mean? Like this, like when Diaz come into the game, like especially in the save situation, you know, he has his own theme song. You got Mr. Met and Mrs. Met, you know, pretend to play trumpets while he's coming into the game. Like it's like a whole
bunch.
Yeah, man. They have like Diaz, man. He has like this intro now. Like he comes onto the field. They play his theme song, and then you know the fans are into it. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Met are pretending to play on the trumpet. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I actually video this.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, play on the air too if you don't mind.
Yeah, I gotta find this one.
Let me know when you queue this up and play it on the thing if you don't mind.
That's funny.
But yeah, the fans are into it. Like, yeah, it's a thing now. You know, Diaz, you know, coming into a game, especially in a safe situation. In a non-safe situation, you know, he's still kind of scary. You know, he gave up a run. But he ended up winning the game because the Mets came back and scored two. So,
okay, let me see this. That's all right. Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, play it so the fans can hear it too. I mean, the listeners can hear.
And hopefully, it plays loud. My internet is buffering. But yeah, I see it. I see on the screen they have Mr. This is not playing the trumpet.
Let me see if I can play it on this thing. Yeah, this is on my computer, so hopefully it'll be well heard too.
Yeah. My internet is kind of slow right now. My Wi-Fi is having issues today.
See if I could play this.
How many saves does Edwin have this year?
He has 17. Let's see if this is. Wait, is this a?
Oh, I think that was the same one I was playing.
Oh yeah, this is. Yeah, let me. You can hear it.
Yeah.
What the? Yeah, man, that's the funniest thing. You see Mr. Man and Mrs. Yeah, man, I saw this like a few days ago, like Mr. Man and Mrs. Man. I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
That's funny.
But hey, it's good, you know, the Mets, you know, they have, you know, the team is doing well, you know, they have something, you know, to something unique, you know, to the Mets, you know. And then most importantly, Diaz is back to his Mariner days, so
that's good to hear.
He just needs to pitch better in non-safe situations, man. But it is what it is, man. Go Mets. Hopefully they can win this series against Phillies and then, when I think they're facing the Pirates, and then they're gonna face some other team, some other New York team in the Bronx. I don't think you've ever heard of that team before, so hopefully
yeah,
they'll
already
be well.
Heard of them. Don't pretend like you never heard of them before.
Well, I guess they might be called the Yankees, maybe. So yeah, let's talk about them. You know, right next week they're gonna be facing another. They're gonna be facing another rivalry, but right now they are playing their longest running rivalry. You know, they lost Friday night. I think what was it, 5-2, but they bounced back and won today. So, what's your state of the Yankee address so far?
No, we did not win today. We actually lost 4-2 to the Red Sox today.
Sorry, you guys won.
No, we lost 4-2 today to the Red Sox. Pitcher Woodrow, Red Sox, you small ball, and yeah, we just couldn't hit. That which has been a big problem for the Yankees all season long. They've been you mentioned the Mets offense. I mean, the Yankees offense has been inconsistent. I mean, you'd expect if you had a lineup with Stanton, Judge, LeMahieu, and Sanchez, and all these other power guys, you know, you produce a lot of runs every night. But this year has been different. You know, these guys just struggle sometimes to get one run. I don't get it. I mean, Sanchez has been hot recently. You know, he's been tearing the ball, hitting home runs. Even had a game-winner a couple of nights ago or so. But, this offense, sometimes they can't do anything, man. I don't get it. And the second loss to the Red Sox. Red Sox are now, I think they're now 5-0 against us this year.
Mm.
After we went 9-1 against them last year. So they've turned the table. And, yeah, man, the Yankees, they continue to play inconsistent ball. And, you know, second half of the season is coming. They better change this around or they're going to be vying for the wild card spot. Right now, it looks like the division is looking out of reach.
I hear you. Yeah, the Yankees definitely need a strong second half, but they need to finish strong you know, before this All-Star break comes in a few weeks. I think it's the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. So.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but not last but not least, man, let's talk Hell in the Cell. What's your thoughts of the pay-per-view?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't great. I mean, I was watching I didn't watch all of the event. I watched bits and pieces, but it was okay from what I saw.
Man,
they
I'm
definitely
always...
should have had the Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio match on the pay-per-view, I guess.
100%, man. They should have did that. Yeah, let's waste no time. Let's get into it. Natalya defeated Mandy Rose singles match. Bianca Belair, she defeated Bayley by pinfall in a Hell in a Cell match, which we all expected that. What's your thoughts on that match?
Yeah, that was a good match. I expected Bayley to Bianca to hold on to it. I thought maybe Sasha would have interfered or helped Bayley, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, man, same here. You know, we all knew Bianca Belair was going that match. Seth Rollins defeated Cesaro. I can't remember who I picked. I think I picked Rollins.
I picked Seth Rollins.
I think we both did because, you know, it made more sense for WWE to do that, but... You know, WWE logic.
Yep.
Alexa Bliss defeated Shayna Baszler. Another WWE logic. You got Shayna Baszler, who was scared out of her mind against Lily in a horror ending, and then she demands to face Lily the following Raw like nothing happened, and then, you know, I mean, nothing happened to her. So, I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
Sami Zayn defeats Kevin Owens. Charlotte Flair defeats Rhea Ripley by disqualification.
I thought Charlotte Flair was going to win the championship, but
yeah,
it might happen at SummerSlam.
Yeah. And the dumbest thing is Rhea Ripley gets disqualified by a move, you know, hitting her with the thing from the table, which everybody does, and they don't get disqualified. And then Bobby Lashley, he defeats Drew McIntyre you know, with a roll up because of MVP's interference.
Which, yeah, should be the end of the McIntyre versus Lashley feud. I mean,
yeah,
Lashley has beaten him three straight times now.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you want him to beat him? I mean, can we end this already?
Well, supposedly that was supposed to be the end of it. And not to mention, Drew didn't win the Money in the Bank. And I would assume he's going to get drafted to SmackDown, which is going to officially end that feud, you know. Let me see what happened on
now.
It's
looking like Lashley versus Kofi now.
Yeah, Lashley versus Kofi, and he beat up Xavier Woods at the end of Raw, and Kofi Kingston was looking on, but they're going to have that match. On SmackDown, oh, actually on Raw, Nikki Cross is a superhero now. She got Molly Holly gimmick going on now. Could work, you know. I mean, she always has a crazy gimmick, so maybe it could, you know, it could work for her.
You know, like Hurricane from back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Her husband, Killian Dane, in NXT got released because WWE fired people on Friday, including Fandango and Tyler Breeze, you know, in NXT. They did some firings again.
Oh, man.
Let me see what else happened. On SmackDown, you know, you had Big E qualify for the Money in the Bank. He defeated Apollo. Liv Morgan defeated Carmella. Jimmy Uso defeated Dolph Ziggler. And basically what you called into existence, Jimmy is going to be his right-hand man. Looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, looks like it.
And then Edge attacked Roman Reigns, so they're going to face each other. Money in the Bank.
Wow.
So Edge speared Roman Reigns, and now they're going to have a feud at the Money in the Bank for the title.
When is Brock Lesnar coming? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he should be coming at SummerSlam, but we have no idea. We have no clue what's going on with that.
Yeah.
But that's basically all I can think of right now, man. You have anything you'd like to talk about?
No, just check out my show iMac. Check your local listens for that, and come back. Check out Sports of Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You heard Mac. Check out his show, I'm Mac. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports of Legend TV, and come back and check out Sports of Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio. So he's McCauley Matthew. I'm William Rameau, and I'll see you probably in 2 weeks. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do one this upcoming week. But so see me next week. He's McCauley Matthew. I'm William Rameau, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.